Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
You're speaking to him.
Yes, so how may I assist you?
Hey, I filed a claim with you guys a little while, probably about a month ago now, and I didn't really know how to like finish the steps and everything. So I was just trying to call to see if I can file either another claim or get that claim brought back up or whatever, because I'm not working right now and I wanted to see if I can get unemployment.
Can I have your full Social Security number, please?
243-775-6642.
Thank you. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Edward Stevens.
Thank you. And can I have your date of birth, please?
1794.
Thank you. And may I have you verify your license number, please?
My license number is 10788717.
Thank you. And can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
Autry.
Thank you. So your claim has been inactive. We must reopen your claim in order for you to continue filing your weekly certifications. What is your
Okay.
preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement. Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and imprisonment up to 5 years could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. And what is the reason for your break-in claim?
My break in the claim, I didn't really know how, because I know it was a whole bunch of different steps that she was trying to tell me to do, but I didn't really know too much how to do it because I've never done this before or whatever. So I was trying to get some help on it to see what I had to do.
So you didn't do your weekly certifications, that's correct?
Yes, ma'am. I never got a chance to do like the stuff that she said to do.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
Working for like a university is working for the government, correct?
Give me one moment. Yeah, I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
Yep.
I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. I do apologize for the wait. So I do apologize, no sir, that is not a federal job.
Okay, all right. Well, no, I haven't worked for the government before.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? Need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TA benefits?
Can you repeat that question?
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TA benefits?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjustment allowances, TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. To confirm, your first name is spelled E-D-W-A-R-D-S?
No, just E-D-W-A-R-D.
Thank you. To confirm, your last name is spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S?
Yep.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I also have your telephone number, please?
910-322-3664.
Thank you. To confirm, your date of birth is 1/07/1994.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. To confirm, your mother's maiden name is A-U-T-R-Y.
Yep.
Thank you. And do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What state is your driver's license in?
It's in Alabama.
To confirm, your license number is 1078-8717.
You said my driver's license 10788717.
That's correct. I can barely hear you, sir.
My bad. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's confirming. Your license number is 10788717. That's correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. And may I please have your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. And may I please have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
No, I'm not.
So are you non-Hispanic, Hispanic, or no response?
Non-Hispanic.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my bachelor's degree in college.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. And may I please have your residential country?
United States.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address, please?
2201 Vaughn Lakes Boulevard. Vaughn is spelled V-A-U-G-H-N. Lakes Boulevard. 36117 Montgomery, Alabama.
Thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the occupation for the last job that you clocked out on in the work description?
Alabama State University, men's basketball.
Thank you. So were you a basketball player? That's correct.
I was a basketball coach.
Thank you. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you obtain work excessively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for attending school of training?
No.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20 miles.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
$14, I guess.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you own a business?
No.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or you receiving a pension from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes.
Thank you. You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for unemployment compensation, so please verify your answer. No, I have not worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation. Yes, I have worked since the last time I filed a claim for unemployment compensation.
No, I have not worked. Filed a claim.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and in March 31st, 2024?
No.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld federal income tax?
No.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments or a deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer? Keep your direct deposit, change your direct deposit, or state debit?
You can do direct deposit into my checking.
And can I have your routing number, please?
Routing number is 2560 dash 7497 dash 4.
Can I have you confirm that routing number, please?
2560 dash 7497 dash 4.
Can I have your bank account number, please?
970-940-6270.
Thank you. Can I have you confirm that bank account number, please?
970-940-6270.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay.
I've already got that stuff, so no, I'm not expecting no more.
What about sick pay?
No.
Thank you. What about holiday pay?
I've already received that, so no.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. One moment. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Can I have you verify your first name, last name, and full Social Security number, please?
Edward Stevens, 243-775-642.
Thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Catamounts, Clippers, Scarlet Knights, Storms, or none of the above?
The above.
Thank you. Which of the following street addresses in Smyrna have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1009 Calabrie Vining's Way Southeast, 3430 Dunn Street Southeast, 3 705 North Lincoln Trace Avenue Southeast, 4480 South Cobb Drive Southeast. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Columbia, North Charleston, Greenville, Anderson, or none of the above?
Columbia.
Thank you.
Columbia.
Yes, sir. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Allen University, Forest Junior College, Morris College, South Carolina State University, or none of the above?
South Carolina State.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 165 High Meadow Lane, 248 Wheeling, Lakes Court, 306 Hampton Ridge Drive, 333 Key Street. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
You said what? Wheeling Lakes Court?
That's correct. Claimant, are you there?
Yeah, I said what was the address for Wheeling Lakes Court?
Give me one moment. I'm still here. Thank you for being patient.
Yep.
I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. Give me one moment. I do apologize for the wait. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. I do apologize for the wait. I'm still here. Thank you for being patient. I do apologize for the wait. And thank you for being patient, sir. Okay, so sir, I do apologize, but it will not let me go back to the questions. So I hereby file an internet claim for the unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree? Claim it, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so I hereby file an internet claim for the unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I certify an appearance of a jury that the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
I agree.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibilities to read and familiarize myself with the contents of a claim benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
I agree.
Thank you. So we came to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or log in at Alabama Works, the Alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to file an inscription listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed for your unemployment claim, filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You could file your weekly certification either online in the claim portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m., through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as restricted by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made of the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with the union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. Claimants to attend direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. And that's Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision of your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3% of your employees each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week results in denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So we have completing your unemployment claim, and I also have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
Yeah, I'm getting something right now.
Yes, sir.
What's the number?
So it's 489-913-305. And your
all
PIN
right.
number to file your claim each and every week is 4294.
Can you say that PIN number one more time?
4294.
All right,
okay, and is there any further assistance needed?
All right, I got the PIN number right now.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you enjoy your day.
All right, appreciate you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.